Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Hume, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Tom Clayton, who is the CEO, and Dowd Khan, who's the CFO of newly floated Intelli AM. How are you doing, guys?
Hi there. Hi, John.
Hi, good. Thanks.
Excellent. Great to have you on. Good to see a company getting to market in what has been a very, very tricky environment for new IPOs. I think there's a good reason for that, and that you're doing something very interesting. Tell us a bit about the company and what it does.
Yeah, so essentially Intellium AI is a machine learning platform that's been developed for the manufacturing industry. And it's an industry that we're already operating in for the past 10 years with relationships with 50% of the world's top 10 food and beverage organizations and many of the world's top 100 FMCGs. Essentially, the platform is to boost productivity, which is obviously in great need, not just for the individual competitive advantage of these sites, but also obviously a boost for the country in that respect as well. And essentially the platform, it operates by doing that in terms of improving the sort of the throughput, reducing waste streams in terms of runtime efficiencies, supporting reliability and stability in the operation, and also supporting the sort of ESG targets, so the supply chain and sustainability metrics as well. So it's quite dimensional in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a bit about where the company's come from. As you say, it's got a long track record. This is great to see for what would be a young company on the market, but as you say, a well-established company in the real world.
Yeah, so the business is 12 years old, and it's started its life as a service consultation business, providing engineering asset management solutions for the large manufacturers. It's essentially grown over the years to a sizable team based in Sheffield, which includes automation engineers and a lot of domain expertise, which is a big requirement for the platform. So being able to safely ingest data to a cloud and then understand the data for supervised learning is one of the keys to the sort of power and the sort of differentials of the product. So that's the sort of backbone behind it. Essentially, a strong business, profitable business that continues its services through service and consultation, but now with the added AI product on top of it as a software product.
Yeah, potentially transformational. Not, as you say, not just for you, but for productivity across the country's industry as a whole. Dow, perhaps you can tell me about sort of what this translates to in terms of the numbers. What are we talking? What sort of scale of business are we talking about today? And then perhaps we'll come on to the opportunity and where you'd like to get to.
Yeah, I think so. Our financial year end is in March. So as of sort of March 24. The existing business was running at around 2.8 million of revenues and profitable by a few hundred thousand pounds. And looking forward, the estimates that we have in the market today, point to around 4 million of revenue to March 25, and growing to sort of 8 million beyond that. We hope that we remain profitable through that period, with the two elements of the business, obviously the consulting business remaining highly profitable, and the new machine learning part of the business sort of going through a period of investment, but should be by the second year sort of cash flow break even and then fully profitable by year three.
So that sounds like the consulting business is essentially funding the development of a product which in turn could go on to be extremely profitable.
Yeah, absolutely. In many ways, there's obviously you've got the profitable business, but that consulting business obviously has the customer relationships as well. So one of the unique things about this combination of having domain expertise on the industrial engineering side and also having the software side of things is that most software companies that you see that come out of Silicon Valley spend millions and millions on sales and marketing in order to try and generate their first wave of customers, where essentially through the consulting business, we have already got those customer relationships and therefore don't need to spend anywhere near that type of money to move those customers into being fully fledged kind of machine learning based platform customers.
Yeah, it feels like a sort of natural course that they're possibly looking to take anyway, given all the developments going on in the AI industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, but also with the combination of sort of industrial engineers and the machine learning, you get what we talk about kind of the four-dimensional approach to insights. So many sort of AI type solutions in the market today really only looking at kind of one-dimensional type inputs, such as monitoring, you know, vibrations on a machine or speed settings on a machine. But we're looking at everything together, layering that on top of each other and providing really deep insights across the areas that Tom was talking about.
Yeah, indeed. And obviously, these very large FMCG companies are always looking to shave costs where they can. Presumably, this is going to help a great deal with that for them as buyers of your products.
Yeah, I mean, so the typical approach from the consultation business has always been sort of pitching up to sort of plant managers. The machine learning product in itself has suddenly taken us to the boardrooms of these sort of same businesses, because the COO and the CEO of these operations is obviously now seeing 1-2% or greater efficiencies in their sort of bottom line in respect to operational improvement, which is obviously of huge value to these guys. I mean, just to give you an example, where a typical what people may term predictive AI or a more traditional way of monitoring perhaps condition of a production line, we've taken what would have traditionally been 600 data points in a given month to 400 million data points in the same period to create insights way beyond the sort of normal traditional or even what we would argue competitors are providing. And these are not just about understanding the sort of condition for where there is a large degree of mitigation in place, but actually literally down to different SKUs down a line, what the optimum tolerances, run speeds, tank levels, you know, right down to things like blocking filters, sticking valves, supply chain, you know, it goes on and on. I mean, and you're quite right, manufacturers are always looking for that extra 1-2%, but in some cases and given where productivities are, you know, 5-10% is very, very achievable. So them numbers are obviously turning to significant gains. And I say that when you consider that the food and, if you look at the classic metric, should I say, for monitoring food and beverage efficiencies, sort of sits around the 50% mark in the UK. So huge opportunity for growth. And obviously the product is there to provide that yeah, you know, to realise that opportunity.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, Dad, the numbers you spoke about, you know, it sounded like there's already rapid growth in the pipeline. What is the scale of the opportunity? I mean, this is, FMCG is a huge business, not just in the UK, but worldwide. You know, how big can this get?
I mean, for us initially, so the focus is around the UK where the customer relationships exist. But if we were to expand that across, you know, across Europe and across the globe, because a lot of the customers obviously are international names, and you know, we think these, you know, it's a multi-billion pound industries that we're focusing around, and the type of savings that we can make. I think, you know, it certainly, you know, if we're able to succeed in the first phase of growth around the UK and then move into kind of more international markets, and yes, we're talking about, you know, overall opportunity in the billions for us ultimately.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, significant expertise and experience in the group that underpinned this. Perhaps you could just sort of tell us a bit specifically about the kind of talent you've got in the business. I know the founder is still part of the business as well, and where this takes you in terms of product development.
Yeah, so the business itself, I mean, I've mentioned the consultation side of the business. So we've got manufacturing managers, ex-chief engineers, SAP key users, and all the different array of skills that you'll typically, you would require to essentially run an FMCG factory in truth. And we have that to obviously support the needs of clients in that respect. Couple now with that is we have an automation team, which is essentially, which is paramount to the product, because safely ingesting data from any type of control system into a, you know, a universal location where you can actually run the more modern day machine learning and create the sort of algorithms is extremely important. And then working close by with those are data scientists and software engineers. So data scientists are essentially cleaning the data, creating the stacks in many respects. And of course, the software engineers visualize it and provide that to the customer in a timely manner, in a visual manner of way that, in a way that they can act upon that and obviously realize the benefits that the product's giving them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of hype around AI at the moment, but I don't think I've heard many stories that are really talking about the application of AI in a sort of physical real world like this. I mean, it sounds like, you know, significant leap in terms of how we're using AI.
I mean, I would add that in manufacturing at the moment, there is a lot of noise in the sort of sector about AI, and with that becomes a level of competition which is sort of 99% focused on the provision of some sort of hardware solution, whereby the sort of suppliers are asking somebody to install sensors that may provide one, two, or in some cases three parameter points, but very, very minimal amount of data that's essentially linked to some sort of transmission or some part of the machine in order to provide an insight, you know. And it's and then what they're doing is they're taking pools of information in what they term a data lake, in the sense that they're then broadly applying that to similar classifications of equipment in order to try and provide some benefit. Our approach is very different, and we treat every component as its own unique fingerprint. The algorithms are very specific to the customer's needs, and as these are very bespoke operations. And as we mentioned, the sort of the four dimensions of insights that we provide, you know, we might be, for even just looking at a similar sort of application, where if you were looking at condition, we also layer in with the same application speed, load, fill levels on the tank, et cetera, et cetera. So the amount of information, the elimination of any false alarm, positive detection is much greater. It's much higher, even in just the same case application. But obviously, that's before we get into the other type of insights that we provide.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you've got a genuine sort of competitive advantage in the approach you're taking here. Sort of just turning back to the listing. So, you know, you've been around for a while. Why list now?
I think obviously the you know, the, as you say, AI is a big thematic topic at the moment. I think there is a bit of sort of a race to be able to provide the correct solutions, particularly into kind of areas like manufacturing. One of the things that we realize is that while we believe we've got a good lead against the competition in terms of what we're providing, we also realize that, you know, we need to be at the front of the pack in terms of getting our solutions installed and being used. Once the product's installed, it becomes, you know, very sticky. When you're using it to govern the manufacturing site itself, it's not something that you kind of pull out once you're using it to gain these efficiencies. And therefore, while we have the customer base that is ready and willing and able to have these products, we need the resources to be able to deliver to our customers. And, you know, with a large pipeline of opportunity, we didn't want to be waiting on that over a few years. As you've mentioned before, you know, we've got a profit business on the consulting side, but we needed an injection of capital in order to move the business forward. But also the advantage of a listing is that credibility that it adds with the customer base in terms of what we're doing, that the publicity around it, the ability to kind of market around what we're trying to do, and therefore, you know, we're serving customers that they themselves, many of them are listed on stock markets, and therefore they kind of understand You know what that means and the what you have to go through to be a listed company in terms of the regulations and the control systems and everything else that go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a shareholder in one of those listed companies, Unilever. I'm pretty sure they'll be looking very closely at this technology, and I hope it unlocks some productivity there. No, guys, congratulations on coming to market. It sounds like absolutely fascinating technology. As I say, really take an eye into the real world, and I think that's what we all want to see, especially from a British company. So, say very best of luck on your journey as a listed company.
Yeah. Thank you, John. Thanks very much, Sean.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.